Immigration lawyer Jessica Dominguez and her partner Gregory Owen are representing eight families in a lawsuit regarding the recent alleged crimes at Miramonte Middle School.
I'm here to be the voice for the voiceless.
The lawyers teamed up with the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights of Los Angeles to ask the families of victims to testify. However, many parents impacted by this case are undocumented immigrants who fear that revealing themselves may get them deported.
Well, some of our families have been victims of other crimes in the past. They never reported them. They'd never reported them because they're afraid of being detained by ICE.
The executive director of CHIRLA, Angelica Salas, made a plea to families to step forward.
CHIRLA and many other Latino and civil rights organizations will work arduously to ensure that there is sensitivity on the issues of immigration status throughout this investigation.
Attorney Gregory Owen was shocked that these alleged crimes were able to go on for so long without any parents or faculty speaking out.
A school has a duty to ensure their safety. This guy locked his doors. That violates every single school policy. Yet nobody knew it. Nobody stopped it.
An undocumented immigrant by the name of Raymundo, father of one of the alleged victims, braved the media scrutiny to attend the news conference. However, he covered most of his face with a hood and dark glasses. Attorney Jessica Dominguez translated.
He's still fearful that he could end up getting deported. But he wants to challenge other parents. He wants other parents to be informed about the fact that they should protect their children and they should protect their rights.
Angelica Salas called out to L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, asking him to promise that the immigrant families who step forward will be safe from deportation. Because Salas believes until that is done, several families will be silenced by their own fear. Nick Edmonds, Annenberg Radio News.